You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The efficacy of vaccines in the real world, updated travel guidelines for the inoculated, and yet another rise in cases worldwide. Here's what you should know. Earlier last week, the Centers for Disease Control published results from a study that found the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines appear 90% effective at protecting against COVID-19 in the real world. But this doesn't mean that they offer complete protection. Masking and distancing in public are important, even if you've received both shots. Meanwhile, drug companies are working to expand approval and distribution. Pfizer seems safe and effective in teens as young as 12. Johnson & Johnson starts trials for people ages 12 to 17, and the FDA will let Moderna put up to 50% more doses in each vial in an amendment to its emergency use authorization. This change is expected to speed up distribution. On Friday morning, the CDC issued new travel guidelines for people who have been fully vaccinated, saying that it's low risk for them to travel domestically and internationally, though they should continue to take other precautions like wearing a mask and abiding by social distancing guidelines. The potential return to activities like air travel has sparked some questions about how people will prove they've been vaccinated. There's been talk of vaccine passports, and many plans to create them are underway, but doing so in a way that's ethical and equitable and protects people's privacy may be a challenge. And in recent days, countries around the world, including Turkey and Bangladesh, have logged their highest daily case counts yet. The situation in Brazil continues to be particularly dire. Sao Paulo, its largest city, recorded record daily burials last week, with cemeteries staying open until 10 p.m. and grave diggers exhuming old graves to make room for new deaths from COVID-19. Even so, President Jair Bolsonaro still refused to impose a lockdown or any other stringent measures that could curb the virus's spread. Right now, 27 European countries are in partial or full lockdown, a situation for which the World Health Organization says the region's unacceptably slow vaccination efforts are to blame. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.